нами, Бог, чуйте ты народы, покаяйтеся, небо с нами, Бог.
С нами, Бог, God is with us. I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another step of our journey from Advent to Christmas and the Feast of the Presentation. Today is January the 28th, and we will begin our meditation with our prayer in preparation for the Presentation. Christ our God, through your birth you sanctify the Virgin's womb and bless the arms of Simeon. Today you have come to save us. Lord, preserve your people in peace through the raging wars, and encourage our public officials to do what is right, for you alone are the lover of humanity. Our meditation comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, that as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The second epistle of St. Clement writes, Let us all love one another, so that we might all reach the kingdom of God. While there is still the opportunity to be restored, let us turn ourselves over to God that heals us and give to him our recompense. What should this be? Repentance from a sincere heart, for God knows all things beforehand and knows what is in our hearts. Therefore, let us give him praise with the mouth and with the heart, so that he might accept us as sons and daughters. For the Lord has said, My brothers and sisters are those who do the will of my Father. As we spend these last days in preparation for the presentation, it is fitting that we meditate now upon the importance of following God's commandments, particularly the commandment that we love one another as God has loved us. We do this in fulfillment of what Pope Benedict has asked in his latest encyclical, Deus Caritas Est. Indeed, love is the greatest of all commandments. And as we've seen in these readings through this time, as we continue our journey, as we come to completion to this journey towards the presentation, we indeed see that following Christ's commands is what we are called to do. Christ shows us the example that we are to follow and calls us to follow that example as well. And if we do what he has done, if we follow in his commandments, then we too will become as he is. And the greatest of those commandments is, of course, the commandment to love one another. As St. Augustine has said, that if we love God, we can do what we will, because if we love God, all that we will be for our good and for the good of the whole world. So let us strive in these last few days to convert ourselves, to live a life of love, a love of Father and a love of one another, so we might all be able to cry out, In love, Christ is born, glorify him.